Should I trust in money? The U.S. dollar bill boldly proclaims, "In God we trust." It seems so ironic that many people trust in money. Facebook likes, friends, talent, skills, or the government. God is often the last source of their trust. Maybe that's why so many people are now disillusioned or depressed. The Bible says, "Command those who are rich in this world not to be arrogant, nor to put their trust in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment." 1 Timothy chapter 6. Wow, this is an example of great coaching from Paul to Timothy. Notice that Paul is telling Timothy to command those who are rich in this present age to be humble. Paul knew the pride of life can cause a haughty attitude. Financial success is great, but it can cause a false dependence on possessions or our bank accounts. Listen, is it possible to have too much money? Are rich people doomed to trust in wealth instead of the living God? I believe everyone is given the privilege to trust in the living God. Our God's not dead. He's living. The Bible also warns us that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 20, verse 7. I'll never forget my first few years in Christ. My dad had a lot of success in the corporate world. It afforded me the opportunity to meet some very wealthy and powerful people, but also caused me to face the deceptive nature of the love of money. The very, very rich people I met were not necessarily happy, kind, or good. The famous people were not more content or generous. The number one element that made someone happy or fulfilled was Christ. Listen, do you trust in the living God? He's the rock that you can build a life upon. And that's how you become a miracle. Your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.